اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasehizada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Everyone, let's recite a salawat.
Allah salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
So let's go on and continue practicing Suratul Adiyat with the qalqala
letters.
Yeah. I mean, qalqala rule, qutbijat letters, okay? So we were talking about verse number five, right?
Six. You know,
599. فَوَسَطْقَنَ بِهِ
جَمْعَ.
We finished this, yes? What was the example?
فَوَسَطْقَ.
So if I say, look, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are on page 599. Suratul Adiyat, verse number 6. We are going to practice the qalqala rule with the qutbijat letters, okay? The qutbijat letters are those letters, okay? Five letters, qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal, that whenever they are sucking, you need to produce a bouncing sound.
North Korean grandpa.
Yeah. Like this one, fawasat. You don't say fawasat.
Fawasat, that's right.
It produces a bouncing sound or it jumps a little, okay? Now verse six.
لربه لكنود
لربه لكنود. We have dal.
No.
Yeah, dal.
We have two here. We have two examples.
Wait.
It doesn't have any.
Can you find it? Let me read it again. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ.
Dal.
Yeah, dal.
One dal and?
إِنَّ.
No.
When we have shadda, tashdeed,
there are two letters. The first one is?
Second.
Yeah, maybe this one, okay, rab, because the letter rab, okay, sometimes if we search in dictionary, you will find it is rababa. So it's not sakin.
Rababa.
Okay, but it becomes sucking. When you join them, it becomes sucking. But you don't, look, when it's tashdeed, okay, it's very hard to produce that bouncing sound. Look, it's not correct. You don't need to bounce the sound.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ.
Great. لَكَنُودُ. Example is on dal, right?
لَكَنُودُ.
Okay. So how do you say it? لَكَنُودُ.
لَكَنُودُ.
Dal becomes sucking. Yeah, there is a good rule.
There's a it sound.
Yeah. Okay, there's a good rule. Remember this rule, okay? That whenever you want to stop at the end of any verse, so the letter, yeah, the letter which has a, e, u, fatha, kasra, dhamma, or tanween, like tanweeni, fatha, no, an, no, in and un.
Yeah.
In and
so
socket.
How many? An, in, sorry, in and un, okay? Kasra tanween, dhamma tanween, in, un. Or fatha, a, e, u. If they have, if a letter has one of them, okay, you have to change it to sukun. Like, look. Lakanudun. Tanwin dhamma. Yeah. But when you stop, you change it to sukun. Lakanud. So become it, when it becomes sakin, what happens? A bouncing sound.
I have a question. If they're like fatatain, it will be lakanuda.
Fatatain? No. Sometimes, look, if there is an aleph, okay? Usually there is an aleph, okay? After fathatain. Yeah. So you change it to aleph. Yeah? Usually there is, a, when you have fathatain, okay? Tanween fatha. There is aleph after that.
Like,
so when there is aleph, you change it to aleph. That aleph comes there to tell you that when you stop here, change it to aleph.
Like jama'a.
Yeah, jam'an. Jam'an, but you say jam'a.
Jam'a.
Dabhan. ضبحة. Okay. So when do you change to sukun, Mr. Mahdi? When the letter has tanween kasra, tanween dhamma, or fatha kasra dhamma. We change it to sukun. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we learned a new rule.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Let's go to the next ayah.
It don't have.
It does not have?
No.
Let
it
me
has.
Recite. Let me recite.
La shahid.
Wa innahu. Are you listening?
Yes.
Wa innahu ala dhalika lashahid. Yeah, no, we change it to sukun, yeah?
Yes.
One thing. Look. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. If you stop at لِحُبِّ, you produce that bouncing sound. Look. وَإِنَّهُ
لِحُبِّ.
But you don't have to stop here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, by the way, لِحُبْ means love.
Because the meaning becomes wrong. The meaning becomes wrong, yes?
Yes.
حُبْ means love, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. We love you, okay? Don't worry. Yeah. So, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Again, the example is on dal.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh yeah, by the way, shadid means tight.
Sir, okay. What is this flower?
What flower? Oh,
that
door
is Arab. It's just there.
That's the sign of Hizb.
Hizb.
What does
it
mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah,
there's like, one in Surah An-Nur.
What?
There's one of these in Surah An-Nur.
Yeah.
And Allah knows the samawati wal
ardh. Do you know how many we have?
Huh?
Yeah,
no.
How many do we have?
Should I count them from all of the Quran?
No, people have counted already.
30?
No.
330.
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
One minute, let me hear.
Let me ask you, students of Quran, let me ask you some questions, okay? Check if you know these answers. Close the Quran now. Close the Quran.
Wait.
I found.
Look at me.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Listen to me. No.
So dumb to count. Are you crazy?
It's not in every surah.
No,
it's not in every
surah. They are. But put them. In the last, they have put them.
One, two, three, four, five, six. How many surahs do we have in the Quran?
About 114.
Great. Muhammad Yahya, how many surahs do we have?
114.
114. Okay, how many juz do we have?
30
parts, yeah. Or 30 juz. So how many surah, how many chapter? 114. Okay, Mahdi, how many hizb do we have?
10?
10?
Are you 40.
Now, let me tell you.
30.
Every juz, every part of the Quran has 4 hizb.
120.
Part, okay? We have, we can say.
120.
I'm finding a hizb right now. Ah, here.
3. Allah, Nur, 3 times 4?
12.
3 times 20?
20.
120, mister. So one, how many hizb do we have?
120.
So you will see this mark 120 times in the Quran.
Sir, I already found it here.
So every chapter, every juz, okay, has 4 of this.
Sir, I already found one.
Look at me. Look at me. Shh. Look, Quran from the first page till the last page. It has been divided into 30 chapters. 30 juz. Each juz has been divided into 4 parts.
Juz one?
Each part of each part of that those four parts in Quran, we call them hizb.
Mm-hmm. What okay? They do for?
Do you know hizb?
Yeah, it's
what hizb. Does hizb mean?
No.
Hizb means
that's
group
flower.
Part. Uh-huh. Okay?
Sir, I found hizb. One here.
Sir, means
there's one like here.
Ala inna hizballahi humul
ghalibun. From the middle of surah till the middle of surah, it become one part and it's related to each other.
No.
Again,
I don't
sorry.
Think so you want to remove
means like page. In Surah Al-Baqarah we have one, for example, and from middle and one finish in Surah Al-Imran. It means all these ayahs that are inside they relate together.
No. Look, it can be look for example in Surah Baqarah, okay? Because Surah Baqarah is too long, like more than 284 ayahs we have, I think, verses, okay?
And two juz.
In 3 juz.
Yeah,
in the 3 juz as well. So it means how many hizb are there?
3.5.
How many hizb do we have? 4 in chapter 1, 4 in chapter 2,
12.
8.
Yeah.
Maybe there's one more hizb.
No,
we have 4 hizb. 8 hizb in Surah Al-Baqarah.
We have 3 juz.
There's one here.
10.
There is literally one here.
So we have like more than 8 hizb we have in Surah Al-Baqarah. Look, okay? So it means some surahs, okay, they have more, but some surahs like Surah Inna Anzalallah, Surah Al-Qadr, okay, it does not have any hizb. The other small surahs in how many surahs are there in chapter 30? Many surahs, more than 20. More than 20 surahs are there, okay? But there are 4 hizb.
Means it don't have the same meaning, like it don't talk for like for one person or one thing?
No.
Then why they group it?
Does not matter, okay? We categorize them. Yes, we categorize them. Now, for example, if you go to the Khatm al-Quran, okay, Marasim,
yes.
this thing's okay? You can recite, okay, just a part of the Quran. For example, they divide a chapter, a juz, okay, into 4 parts, okay? You don't have a lot of time. Recite one part of it, that's enough.
If it will be so long.
Yeah.
So, I recite one part?
Let's come back to Suratul Adiyat. So, the next ayah. Nice, alhamdulillah, we understood this sign as well, okay? The sign of hizb sections, okay? So, once again, tell me how many hizb or sections do we have in the Quran?
120.
120. And each chapter has
four
sections, okay?
Yeah.
Divided
and multiply by yourself.
Multiply
yeah.
by myself.
So, now, let's recite everyone a salawat. And before that, I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School Network, especially the students of Sevier International School. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat. We will get back.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آيات
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان